The First Corinthians chapter 13. That is called the chapter of love. It is a beautiful chapter, speaking about love, love, and love. I love you. My wife and I, we have been dating for 6 years before we married, and one of the things she loved a lot was writing love letter, which I was terrible at. I didn't know why. She wrote almost every week a love letter, and I felt like, okay, Rosa, maybe you can talk to me on the phone. Because, I mean, just like you, I mean, whenever I receive a gift or a love letter, I feel like, oh, I have to respond. I have to write it back to her. That's what I thought. So, okay, again. So, I have written love letters a few times. That was a miracle, but... And I think I have quoted a couple of times some verses of this chapter, the chapter of love. It was like, if I speak in the tongues of the mortal and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noise gong or clanging cymbal. If I have all faith so as to remove the mountain, but do not have love, I am nothing. I gain nothing. So Rosa, I love you. I don't think Apostle Paul wrote this letter, I mean chapter of love, for my love letter, but I may say it worked. Apostle Paul, he wrote this beautiful chapter of love to the people in the city of Corinth. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. I think it is about the nature of love, isn't it? When you love somebody else, when you care for, I mean, another person, we become, all of a sudden, patient, kind, gentle, and humble. And sometimes we find ourselves lower our guard down. And simply we want to please the person. And actually the love Apostle Paul emphasized in this chapter is not, I believe, it is not about human love, but the love of God. He wanted to explain to the people of Corinth how Jesus loves them and what it means to love. And finally, how we may practice the love of God in our life to the people around us. Love. Love. That is really important. It is the key word which has penetrated through the entire Bible, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. It is the important theme of our Christian faith. And the Bible is so clear about who God is. In the 1 John chapter 4, it says, very simple, God is love. God is love. That is the definition of who God is, love. Then let me ask you, what is love? What is love? What do you think it is? How do you define love? I think how we define love defines how we understand who God is in our lives. What is love? The Webster Dictionary, it defines love as a feeling of a strong attachment. So it is more like something I do with my feeling, with my emotion, something we do with our thoughts sometimes. And in the Bible, you may find many vocabulary which might be translated into love. such as agape, which means unconditional love. And another one is Philadelphia, which means it is not about your emotion or feeling, it is more like your brotherly love or sisterly love, family love, with some responsibility. And these are found in the New Testament. And in the Hebrew Bible, which is known as the Old Testament, you may find the Hesed. Hesed is not about, has nothing to do with our emotion. It is like the covenant. So with the Hesed in the Old Testament, love is the decision, my decision and your decision of your will, which is manifested in your action. Maybe later I want to talk about love in the Bible with a series of sermons. And during the week, I have thought about how I may define love. What is love to me? To me, love is the ability. Love is the capability to see what is important and to cherish what is valuable. A few years ago, I have done my CPE, which is Clinical Pastoral Education, at the Advocate Lutheran General Hospital in Park Ridge. It is like a hospital chaplaincy training course. So I met hundreds of the patients there and their families, and I particularly remember one of the patients. She touched my heart. One day, I was paged to visit a patient for POA, the power of attorney. When I entered into the room, the patient's room, I found a lady with a gray hair. She welcomed me with a smile. She looked like she was in her mid-70s, but she was not a patient. The patient was her mother, 96-year-old lady. She was not able to see because she lost her vision, sight, and she wanted to hold my hand, so I was sitting there holding her hand, and I introduced myself. Hello, Mrs. So-and-so. My name is Paulie. It's so good to see you. And I'm one of the chaplains here. And then I told you she was not able to see. She said, oh, today I have an Irish chaplain. Oh, yes. But she was really sharp. She remembered all the names of her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And she remembered her favorite Bible verses and many stories. And after we completed all the documents, I asked her, ma'am, would you like to share your prayer request? I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. Then this 96-year-old lady immediately replied, please, pray for my daughter. I'm really worried about her health. I thought, okay, ma'am, she's much younger than you, healthier than you, she's not a patient, and your daughter is going to live longer than you. But I didn't talk to her like that. I asked her again, with a smile, ma'am, okay, I get it. How about you? How about yourself? Then she said, no. I want to pray for my daughter. She is the most precious one in my life God has given to me. She said, the most precious one in her life. When she said, the most precious one, I thought, that might be what God's love looks like. While many of us have tasted God's love through your parents, some of us might not have the chance. Some of us might have a tough childhood, maybe hardly imagine God's unconditional love in your childhood. But here is what we believe and what the Bible says. Throughout the entire Bible, God says, I love you. I know your name. You are the precious one to me. And it is like God says, God find something valuable in you and me. It is very simple, but compelling message. It is not about how you think you are. It is not about what other people think you are. It is about how God thinks of you. It is the simple, important message from the Bible that God sees you as the precious one, and God sees something valuable in you. And the question is, do I see that beauty and value in myself? We Christians, we are too humble sometimes. We always talk about love your neighbor, love your enemy, we gotta do something, we gotta share the love together. But sometimes we forget about that. You, I am important to God. God says, you are precious. And do I see the beauty and the value in myself? And apparently, God sees something valuable in each one of you and me. And the thing is, am I able to see that value? The preciousness in me. Am I able to see the precious value in the person sitting very next to me? And the beauty and the value we are talking about, it is not determined by the criteria of other people or this capitalized word, for example, financial condition, power, beauty, or social status. It is about the beauty of who we are. Just the way you are in God's sight. God loves us. God loves you. Not because of what we have done before, or what we are able to do maybe tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Of course, God's love has nothing to do with what other people think you are. God loves you. The way you are, because of who you are, the child of God, whom God created. And again, the question is, do we see that God's love in us? God sees something beautiful and valuable in us, and do I see that preciousness in myself? God has already proven God's love for us through Jesus Christ. In our Christian faith, Jesus Christ is the ultimate evidence God loves you and me. That's all. That's all we need. The evidence God loves us and God cares about us, you and me. And Jesus becomes a friend to everyone. And Jesus finds something valuable in every one of the people he met. And when we are able to see something valuable in ourselves, we are able to see something valuable in other people around us as a child of God. When that happens, this love becomes the center of our life. And we are becoming more and more like Jesus. When love, which is the nature of God, becomes our nature as a child of God. I have a spiritual father. He's a retired pastor, and no matter he agrees or not, I call him my spiritual father. He lives in Wisconsin. I come to see him sometimes, and I will go there again. But I don't know, he welcomes me again. But I think of him, I think of him as my spiritual father. And one day he talked to me, When we see Jesus, it is often a reflection of ourselves. But when others see us, it must be a reflection of Jesus with love. As long as we are called to be Christians, we ought to be like Jesus. And as Jesus sees something valuable in us, we should be able to see something valuable in ourselves, something valuable in our family members and friends, and something valuable in our neighbors. And in this chapter of love, when Apostle Paul says, love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude, love never ends. That is the love of God. That is the love of God we ought to have in our life. And we may join in this love of God when we find, again, something valuable, which is already a part of who you are. Let's make that love happen. Love. Let's find something valuable in ourselves, in people around us, and let's share this love of God. Amen.